Our story is about Rabbi Meir and his disciple, Rabbi Dostai. You will recall that Rabbi Meir was very brilliant. It is his version of Mishnah that we use because he was able to say things in a very concise and accurate way. And that's why his Mishnais were chosen to be the prototype, the template off of which Rabbi formed the Mishnah. So Rabbi Dostai once came across the verse in Mishlei that says, "Tzadik ochel esova nafsho," the tzaddik eats till he is satiated, "uveten l'shem techsar," and the stomach of the wicked is always lacking. And he wondered, is this really so? Do tzaddikim always eat their full? We find tzaddikim will have a hard time making ends meet, and they have to make do with a small amount of bread. Sometimes they only have carob, like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. You remember Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had a kav of charuvim, a small volume of charuvim for him all week. And the wicked is not like that. So then he thought, and he said, okay, I understand. The righteous, they don't need so much food. You know, Ruth, when she got a small amount of food, so she still had leftover to bring her mother-in-law. The righteous, they don't need so much from the physical world. So that's why they're satiated. Doesn't mean that they have an easy time making parnasa, but that they don't need such a big parnasa. But what does it mean when it says the stomach of the wicked is always lacking? We see many wicked people that have plenty of money and plenty to eat, and they're spending their lives like a glutton, eating day and night. And he couldn't figure out what that means. So he asked his Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir said, I'll tell you a story and then you'll understand. He said, in our city, there was a Roman officer, a pagan, that was very, very wealthy. And he once made a huge feast and invited everyone. And they brought before us a beautiful table with beautiful vessels. We had beautiful glass vessels. And inside the vessels, you had all kinds of broths and food and great fruits. And they imported fruits. It wasn't only the local fruits that were there. You'd look at that table, and you'd think that you had anything you could imagine on that table. And even looking at that table was an amazing sight. And the guests all started eating and drinking. The Jews among them, well, they knew they couldn't eat from the broths, so the Jews ate only the fruits. And the fruits, okay, the fruits are okay, but the host, he was eating and eating and eating, and every time he'd eat, and he'd be eating, and he'd be looking around the table like he hadn't had enough, and he continues eating and takes some more of this and that and the other thing, and he's walking around eating, but looking. And he turns to his slaves and he says, where are the egozei prach? The Gemara says, if you want to know an important type of fruit, there's egozei prach, rimonei badan, different types of fruits that were extraordinary in their days, that you bought them, you'd pay for each one. Each one you'd pay a price for. So one of them was egozei prach, these type of nuts that you can break them easily and eat them, and they were a very expensive nut in those days. So they said, our master, please don't get upset. We went searching, believe me, we searched high, we searched low, we searched all over, we went to every marketplace. We couldn't get those nuts, he couldn't. You know what he did? He took the table. The table itself was worth 300 silver coins. That's enough to marry a woman once and a half. You know, it's enough, that's a ksuba and a half. He took the table, and the table itself was so expensive, and bashed it. And all the precious vessels got spilled and broken. Everything was destroyed. And we, all the guests, we saw this outburst of anger. We stood back. And why did he get so upset? Because of a special walnut. How much does the walnut cost? On a different occasion, I'll get these walnuts. Yes, they're expensive walnuts, but you know, they're nuts. They're not like the end of the world. So I, Rabbi Meir says, I turned to this noble and I said to him, why'd you do that? And he yelled at me and he says, you Jews, you say that the world to come is yours. And what do we have left? You Jews, you say that What's ours, us, the Romans, what's ours is this world. If I won't enjoy this world, so then what am I ever going to enjoy? And my meal, there has to be everything. Nothing could be missing. I want everything. And if I don't have everything, then I have nothing. And if I don't have everything, then no one will have anything. Because if I don't have everything, then I don't. Then what I have is nothing. And it's not only me that'll have nothing. No one will have anything. And then, Rabbi Meir says, when I heard that line, then I understood what Shlomo HaMelech said. Uveten reshaim techsal. The stomach of the wicked is always missing. Because if a person is never satiated, if he's a person that needs to have, so then he's never going to have everything. And if a person decides that he has to have everything in order to be happy, then he's never going to be happy. And he'll always be missing. And the truth is that with this, we can understand the story that occurred about 50 years ago. About 50 years ago, there was a very rich fellow in the United States who sat down for a meal. And in that meal, he couldn't get a certain type of food. I don't know if it was a type of venison or a type of wine. He had everything at his table but one thing. And he asked the servants, what's going on? And they said, well, that we couldn't get over here. The only place you could get it is over, they told him where. So he called his helicopter driver and he told him, I want you to fly over there and get me that right now. And they got him that. They got him whatever it was. I don't know what it was he was missing from his meal. They got him what he wanted. And then he finished his meal. And when Rav Moshe Feinstein heard that, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, I don't care that that man's Jewish. He's a Russia. That's a wicked person. And the people who overheard that couldn't understand it. Why is he a wicked person? So some said that what Rav Moshe Feinstein must have meant is that a person who can't stand not having what he wants right now, obviously is going to have times when he can't get what he wants right now. And what he wants is in contradiction with the Torah. And you could rest assured that that's a wicked person. But to me, this story is the key to what Rav Moshe Feinstein said. In this story, Rav Meir says, a person who says, I must have everything right now, is a wicked person. And that's at the root of it. However you interpret the story, whatever Rabbi Meir said, the truth is that it's not Rav Moshe Feinstein's invention. It's in this story. And this can also be taken we could learn another point here that we discussed in our Binyan HaBayit class, in our Jewish home class, that the truth is that if you want to give your kids the greatest gift in the world, and really it's the greatest gift for ourselves, it's the capacity to be happy. The capacity to be happy with what we have. Because otherwise, the issue is not going to revolve around how much you give a person. A person could have everything, or almost everything, because you're never going to be able to give a person everything. And if he doesn't know to be happy with what he has, then it's not an issue of what you've given him. And on the contrary, if you've taught your kids or taught yourselves, if we can teach ourselves to be happy with what we have, then we've acquired the greatest gift. Because then, it's not going to revolve around what we have. It revolves around our capacity to be happy. Uveten l'shem techsal, what Rabbi Dostai learned from Rabbi Meir, is that one of the traits of the wicked is that they want everything here and now, and because of that, their stomach is always lacking. The issue isn't how much food is in the stomach. The issue is how they feel about their stomach. They always feel that it's lacking.